You're listening to SBS News.
Clashes between anti-immigration rally attendees, counter-protesters and police in the streets of Melbourne. A nationwide day of protest termed the March for Australia by organisers swept the country on Sunday, with thousands of attendees rallying in capital cities and regional centres, calling to end what they call mass migration into Australia. And from some neo-Nazi speakers like Thomas Sewell, there were calls to protect the so-called white race in Australia, with him particularly targeting the Indian and Chinese Australian communities.
Australia is beset on all sides by ginormous empires of the third world. And if we allow ourselves to be replaced and displaced in this land, if we do not maintain our demographics, if we do not stop immigration, then our death is certain.
Mr. Sewell addressed the crowds outside Victoria's state parliament, promoting the Great Replacement Theory imported from white supremacist groups in the United States. He's been arrested numerous times over the years and was convicted of assaulting hikers in Victoria's Cathedral Ranges State Park in 2023. The neo-Nazi seemed to be enjoying the spotlight at the Melbourne rally, saying he sees it as an opportunity for the movement to grow.
When you're in a fight with people that hate this country, sometimes you have to learn to make friends.
Far-right demonstrators then marched on and attacked a First Nations protest camp known as Camp Sovereignty, injuring four people in what Victoria's police minister called a disgraceful act. Local Indigenous elder Uncle Crow says there were only women at the camp during the attack, and the neo-Nazis sent several of them to the hospital.
She told them, it's Aboriginal land, get the hell out of here. And she stood up. They kicked her and kneed her in the guts, for Christ's sake. And she's normally got babies with her. They're shaken up, absolutely shaken up. A few got beaten up, injured, beaten up. But they backed off because they realised there were no men here, and that they looked foolish because they were so pathetic.
Six marchers were arrested across the day in Melbourne, and two police officers were also reportedly injured after being struck by bottles. However, a number of the estimated 5,000 protesters in Melbourne told SBS they don't stand by the extreme views and behaviours of the neo-Nazi contingent.
I mean, there's always going to be that element that's going to take it a little too far, unfortunately. Most of us don't stand with them.
I'm not anti-immigration. It's just we're letting too many in at once, and people in Australia are struggling.
What the protesters may not know is that the net migration numbers have actually been trending down in Australia, with the latest data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics showing migrant arrivals decreased 10% in 2023-24 to 667,000 from 739,000 arrivals a year prior. The rallies have been condemned by state and federal governments, with Federal Communications Minister Annika Wells saying they were awful scenes involving known racists. Anti-fascist protesters also hit the streets in Melbourne to stand off against the ralliers, with one protester grabbing the microphone during the speeches.
Always was, or will be, it will be, Aboriginal land!
The event coincided with the weekly pro-Palestinian marches, with demonstrators standing against what they saw as a display of racism and criticising the federal government's attitude towards refugees.
Refugees are welcome!
Racism on!
Refugees are welcome!
Racism on!
Labour came to power, they promised compassion, but what we've seen over the last 3 years is cruelty. Cruelty towards refugees.
And in Sydney, an estimated 8,000 people came out waving Australian flags and chanting.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Aye, aye, aye!
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Aye, aye, aye!
With some arguing the need to cut immigration numbers comes down to the cost of living and housing crises.
It's all about mass immigration, not immigration itself. It's just about, putting some brakes on it so we can actually keep up pace with building houses, infrastructure.
We don't have the services we require. Rents are too expensive. We don't have hospitals. We don't have coppers. We had enough. It's time to look after our own.
All of this fear-mongering that's going on, calling us neo-Nazis and alt-rights or whatever else they want to call us, is all just bull.
Now, despite this last comment, the neo-Nazis of the National Socialist Network also made their presence felt at the Sydney rally, with chants of Hail Australia and Send Them Back heard, and flyers handed out with similar slogans. However, New South Wales Police Superintendent Scott Tanner says he was ultimately pleased with the behaviour of the majority of the demonstrators.
One person was arrested for a breach of the peace, which was in Hyde Park late this afternoon. Police are very happy with the behaviour of the crowd today. Everyone followed the instructions of the organisers and the police on the ground, and very proud of the efforts of the New South Wales Police.
Refugee advocate Jane Salmon was among the counter-protesters at the Sydney rally. She tells SBS that Australia has been a country of migrants since colonisation and argues continued immigration is a source of strength for the Australian economy.
We're here today to stand up for diversity, for the richness of culture, for a healthy economy and the arts, which all flourish thanks to a vibrant, multicultural Australia.
In Brisbane, thousands marched through the CBD, many of whom expressing their disdain for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Sack Albo! Sack Albo! Sack Albo! Sack Albo!
Organisers said the event was aimed at encouraging Australians to, as they put it, take our country back from migrant groups. More neo-Nazis were spotted, including infamous white supremacist Jacob Hursant, who was the first Victorian convicted of intentionally performing the illegal Nazi salute in public and chanting Hail Hitler in November last year. Chants of White Australia Only and Stop the Invasion were also reportedly heard. Maverick MP Bob Catter was in attendance.
Oppression becomes law, then resistance becomes duty.
Yeah!
And in Adelaide, the largest crowd sizes were seen, with police estimating 15,000 anti-immigration demonstrators marched the city. One protester was seen holding a placard supporting the alleged cop killer, Desi Freeman, who remains on the run after allegedly shooting two police officers dead and wounding a third. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas has called the protesters naive to Australia's rich history of multiculturalism.
2.4% of the South Australian population is Indigenous. That means that 97.6% of South Australians have an immigrant heritage. I'm proud of mine, and I think most South Australians are proud of theirs. And the people who are protesting today are naive to this state and this nation's own history. Let me make this perfectly clear. The overwhelming majority of South Australians don't just tolerate diversity and multiculturalism, we celebrate it.
Sam Dover, SBS News.